Well, look, we love to have Amazon come in. Obviously, we welcome the jobs, and I applaud the mayor of Baltimore, Mayor Rawlings Blake, and the city council president, Jack Young, and the other local officials that were able to put together a package that brings Amazon in. Obviously, this new technology is, this is the wave of the future. So it's great that it's in Baltimore particularly, and I'm delighted as the state's chief fiscal officer to welcome Amazon in. Now, there is this difficulty with out-of-state internet-based companies not collecting the sales tax that are due on items that are sold to citizens in the state of Maryland. That is going to happen across the system, and it's the only it's called fairness, really, because it allows the out-of-state internet companies to operate at a real advantage over our local shop owners who employ a lot of Marylanders, in fact the vast majority of them. So there's a big effort to talk to the big internet companies and ask them to do the right thing and collect on behalf of the states, not just Maryland, the sales tax that is owed on the purchase of their products. That's going to take a little while to hash out because the federal government needs to pass legislation. The Congress needs to pass legislation. I think they will do that. It's called the Marketplace Fairness Act. And but in the interim, when a big company like Amazon locates a distribution facility in a state like Maryland, once that nexus, it's called, is established, then they are obligated to collect the 6% sales tax on the applicable items. And it's not a tax increase. It's a tax that's owed us.
Extension, really.
Yeah, we're just never able to collect it. In-state, the stores obviously collect the sales tax for us and give it to the state of Maryland. Out of state, there's been this loophole where the internet companies are do not feel obligated to collect the tax, and as a result, a state like Maryland loses $170 to $200 million a year in sales tax revenue. So, for consumers who are temporarily not paying the 6% on internet out of state purchases, prepare yourselves because the before not too long, everybody's going to be collecting the 6% sales tax on applicable items. And it's important for people to realize that that is not a tax increase. That is simply leveling the playing field for our Main Street stores in Maryland that are so important to our economy. And right now, they find it very difficult to compete when they have to collect the 6% sales tax and these out-of-state companies don't.
Those consumers who say this is unfair because, one of the reasons I shop online is because and just shop in Amazon is I don't have to pay sales tax on it. You know, I save that 6% right away and then get further discounts. What do you say to them?
Well, nobody likes to pay taxes, but that's why we have a civilized society in the United States of America because, albeit reluctantly, people pay taxes and they're necessary to keep our investments up. And under the law of the state of Maryland, they still owe the state that 6% sales tax. It's not a they're not excused from it. It's just we choose not to enforce it. But it's an obligation for our citizens. It's the only fair thing to do for our Main Street businesses that we owe so much to, and it's going to be the law of the land before not too much time passes. And Amazon, by bringing this wonderful distribution facility into the state, they're fully cognizant of the fact that that will obligate them under the current law, without passing a new law, to collect the 6% sales tax. And citizens should realize that the exemption was put in place or not covered years ago when these internet companies were very small startup operations. Now they're behemoths and they're very successful, and we appreciate and applaud their success. But now they prove to be a real competitive disadvantage for existing Maryland businesses, and we simply have to level the playing field.
mentioned the $170 to $200 million that the state doesn't collect from online purchases. Do you have any idea if by Amazon and collecting the sales tax, I assume that $170 to $200 million is not just Amazon, but do you have any idea once Amazon starts collecting the sales tax, how much the state might get?
That's a great question, and I'm going to ask my folks. I'll bet it's a big chunk. This is a company that obviously everybody knows about because they've been so great on their customer service and so, disruptive in the marketplace because they're so successful at delivering products. And now they're talking about free delivery or same-day service or whatever. They're just going to get bigger and bigger. So I don't have the answer, Rob, to your question, but I'll bet it's more than you think.
Before we let you go, I want to ask you a question on another subject. And this is the first time you and I have talked since the government shutdown ended. And I know when it began, Secretary Foster had said that it would cost Maryland about $5 million a day. Do you have any idea if those figures, you know, was it more than that, less than that, or do you have any idea of the cost of the federal shutdown to the state of Maryland?
It's a considerable cost, and I will get back to you on whether it was more or less than the $5 million figure that was quoted, but this was a serious momentum stopper to the recovery that is very sluggish anyway. But that shutdown really has put us back, and I will go back and get my staff to pull together some of the figures for you. But it is very worrisome to me that, in fact, it caused so much damage. And if they don't correct the problem, God forbid that we go into the holiday season with this hanging over our head.
Possibility that there could be another shutdown after the first of the year probably doesn't make you feel any better.
I've got my fingers and toes crossed that that's not the case, because it's a consumer-driven economy we have in the state, and when people are furloughed or when people don't feel confident, then they're not spending money, and it just creates a downward spiral for the holiday season, which is, well, that's the most important week of the entire year for many of our retailers, who are hanging on, Rob, by their fingernails as we speak. So we hopefully they'll have blue skies ahead and not what we've been reading.